There's new evidence challenging the long-contested murder convictions of four Native men in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the information was provided to the court by the Alaska Innocence Project in its effort to free the men known as the Fairbanks Four.
The documents provide further evidence that others are guilty of the 1997 beating death of Fairbanks teenager John Hartman. The information supplements requests for post-conviction relief filed on behalf of George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent last September. The centerpiece of the new documents is a memo from a guard at a California prison where a former Fairbanks resident is jailed for life for other murders. The memo details a December 2011 conversation between the guard and inmate William Holmes, in which Holmes says he and a group of friends randomly targeted John Hartman. It specifically pins delivery of the fatal blows on Jason Wallace, a man who's also jailed for another killing. Alaska Innocence Project Director Bill Oberle says the memo corroborates what Holmes later stated to the project in a sworn affidavit.
It is new evidence to us, as we were unaware of the memo until we received it from the state in February of this year.
A California state prison official sent the memo to Fairbanks police in December 2011, but police didn't forward it to the state until last fall when the Innocence Project filed the request for post-conviction relief. Police Chief Laren Zager says he didn't know about the memo until last fall, and in retrospect, it should have been handled more expeditiously. But considering the source, he has his doubts.
I think a person would be much more inclined to listen to the Pope than a convicted murderer in a California jail.
Zager says police have been working with the state's criminal division as it reviews all new evidence in the Fairbanks 4 case. The state is due to file its response to the request for post-conviction relief by May 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.